You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sumant Banerjee. Following 2 years of robust growth, India's solar capacity additions sharply declined by 44% in 2023, the lowest since 2016. What triggered this slowdown, and will this trend persist? Mint explores. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. How much solar power was added in 2023? In 2023, India added 7.5 gigawatts of solar power capacity, declining significantly from the previous year's record of 13.4 gigawatts. This marked the lowest level since 2016, barring the pandemic hit 2020. The drop was primarily in large solar power projects, with capacity additions declining by over 50% to 5.8 gigawatts from 11.7 gigawatts in 2022. However, rooftop solar power capacity, which is being aggressively promoted by the government, grew by 1.7 gigawatts, in line with 2022 levels. India's cumulative solar power capacity reached 72 gigawatts at the end of 2023, with large-scale solar power projects contributing over 60 gigawatts. So, what were the reasons for the decline? Solar power producers encountered several regulatory hurdles in recent years, including stricter grid connectivity rules and a Supreme Court directive of 2021. The apex court ruling mandated the relocation of overhead power cables to safeguard the Great Indian Bustard habitats across Rajasthan and Gujarat. Compliance became increasingly demanding following the amended grid code provisions, leading to delays in project execution. Challenges with land acquisition persisted. Several projects spilled over to 2024, with the central government granting extensions and waiving penalties for delays in project completion. Also, how much capacity is likely to be added in 2024? The fall in solar capacity addition in 2023 seems to be a temporary blip. The pipeline for 2024 is robust at 105.3 gigawatts, with additional 70.6 gigawatts awaiting auction. Delayed large-scale projects, auctioned by SECI, NHPC, NTPC, and IREDA, which were given extensions from December 2022 to June 2023, will contribute significantly to capacity additions this year. And how did Make in India impact the industry? Initially, India's solar capacity depended on imported cells from China. Subsequently, the center imposed 40% and 25% customs duty on imported solar modules and cells, respectively, leading to significant decline in imports. Besides, India introduced the approved list of models and manufacturers in 2021 as a non-tariff barrier. This enabled local manufacturers to participate in government bids, but to maintain the momentum of solar installations, the approved list of models and manufacturers' mandate was suspended till April 2024. Is solar in line with India's energy targets? In 2023, India's renewable energy capacity surpassed 180 gigawatts, with solar capacity contributing a significant 40%. Initially, the center had set a renewables power target of 175 gigawatts by 2022, with solar accounting for 100 gigawatts, but due to the pandemic, the targets were missed. However, large-scale solar projects achieved 60 gigawatts a year later. Now, India seeks to achieve a renewable energy target of nearly 600 gigawatts by 2032, with solar at 365 gigawatts. To achieve it, 30 gigawatts of fresh solar capacity must be added annually for next 8 years. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.